Hello and welcome to Free to a Good Home, my podcast, Michelle Brazier, with my two favourite guests, Ben Jenkins and Michael Hing. Welcome, fellas.
Thank you. Hello, you know, Michelle. I said you could do the introduction. I didn't say you could steal the podcast.
Oh, it's mine. Sorry.
Okay. That's podcasting law.
I guess, if you say it, you know, you've worked very hard for this. You've wanted it for a while. And it's important when opportunities arise, Michelle, to really grasp them with both hands. And it's congratulations on taking on this. Would we call it an anchor weighing us down, Ben? Would we call it a terrible weight on our shoulders?
This albatross is yours. No, Michelle's completely rat-fucked us here. And I'm pretty disgusted by how quickly you capitulated, Hing.
It's classic. It was classic, Hing. I knew he would. I knew he'd fold.
Actually, the way I encourage women to get involved in comedy is by getting them to steal my podcast. That's the best thing I can do as a male.
Michelle, but this is a pretty exciting day for Michelle because this is Christmas Day for Melbournians, right?
Yeah, it's Christmas Day. We've all been up since very, very early this morning waiting to find out what time Uncle Dan's presser is.
So do you know what... So for international listeners, Melbourne has been under lockdown for, what is it, like a very long time, right?
Over 100 days.
I want to say like 3 or 4 days.
100 fucking days. And it's the longest lockdown in the world.
Wow. What,
really?
Yes.
So it's 3 to 4 days is what I'm hearing.
That's crazy.
Is it really the longest lockdown in the world?
Down to like under 10 a day now, Michelle. So I feel like the anticipation is that today maybe you'll be allowed to go outside for any number of picnics, not just the one or two that you were previously allowed to have.
Yes. Well, we were supposed to have sort of one picnic, but I was really pushing it to the two, which I actually listened to your podcast with Ben Russell and I heard you guys slagging me off for having two picnics in the day. I think that's
two picnics. Is it though?
Yeah. I think a woman expressing herself through the art of picnics.
I was not under the impression that you were fucking people at these picnics.
I am fucking people at these picnics, and I'm allowed to.
Sorry, you are. It is your power. Stand in it. That's great.
I wouldn't stand in it.
Okay. Do you even know what Daniel Andrews, Premier of Victoria, is going to say today?
I don't know. And it's getting to a point now where we are, because most of us are like, yep, we're happy to be safe. We're happy. We're being looked after. Thank you for looking after us. And even now, even us now have gotten to the point where we're like, okay, mate, you're going to have to give us some really good treats if you want us to chill out, because it's just been too long. I'm hopeful for outdoor dining at cafes and restaurants so they can reopen, because that has been really tough for them. And I hope that we can have 10 people or 20 people even at our picnics. That's what I really hope. And that we can lose the 5 kilometer radius thing, because my favorite walking track is 6 kilometers away.
Oh, just outside your reach.
Yes, and I'm sick of meeting my friends who live like 8 kilometers away in some fucking stupid like corner where it's just like, I guess we're having a picnic on this nature strip because this is the only place we're legally able to be.
That's because there's an app, right, that helps you see where your bubble overlaps with friends' bubbles.
Yes, Melburnians know what 5Ks looks like. We know it in our hearts. It's in our bones.
And friend of the podcast, James Colley, was telling me that him and his wife had some friends who they wanted to see, and the only place that it overlapped was a spooky, spooky graveyard. It was like the only area in their bubble that they could go to. We're wishing you all the best, because 4 to 5 days is such a long time. And
so long. I don't know how you did it for almost a week. It's so brutal, Michelle.
Because I'm hoping to put this podcast out like basically as soon as we're done recording it. So potentially people will have be listening to this just as Dan announces that Melbourne is free, but for Michelle Brazier.
Who has prison for 1,000 years.
Yeah. On account of her irresponsible sex picnics.
Yeah, well, look, they're not irresponsible. They're really lovely and open and inclusive and what's another word?
Well, Michelle,
so the reason that you've got us on your podcast,
yes,
is because you wanted to update us and your listeners about this ongoing saga. Now, I originally wanted to make this a Patreon exclusive, but then I accidentally released the second one to the public while trying to get you a link that you could listen to it on.
Oh, is that what you did? I was like, oh, okay, yeah, get it out there.
I was trying to, because Michelle was like, can I have a link to send to my friends? And I was like, sure. And I thought I uploaded it privately, but I did not.
No, what I did was publish the podcast then.
Publish it right to the podcast. So I thought it would be too cruel to have this one as a Patreon exclusive. So this is going out to the people we affectionately call the scummos.
they know they're scum.
but we actually will be having one just for our precious, beautiful patrons later in the week, which is a live show that we did this very week with Tom Walker, Genevieve Fricker and Brody Connell, which was a fucking delight.
What's a live show? What's that? I'm so sorry. What do you mean?
It's imagine a sex picnic. Nobody fucks. In fact, everyone there is probably some sort of virgin, mostly attended by virgins. And
so like a cult. So this sounds like the movie... would have been funny joke if I remembered the name of the Midsummer. Fuck.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were just going to say Ghostbusters.
That's like so you have an even
film.
Longer
sounds
pause.
Like you're just saying Ghostbusters.
No, a picnic and they're all virgins. Midsummer, it's all very... Oh, fuck off. Goodness sake, I haven't had an audience for a long time.
So bring us up to speed. First of all, give us a previously on Michelle Brazier versus the Reformer.
Previously.
And then tell us what's happened since.
This summer. okay, so previously I bought a reformer online from a man who did not send it, kept stalling, and then I somehow became this man's counselor, talking him off of various ledges, and said, look, I'm going to call the cops if you don't do it by this time. Gave him several deadlines, and I kept extending them because he kept having panic attacks, and I was the one who talked him through those. And and then...
But also, I do want to emphasize that you were both the remedy... but very much also the cause of these panic attacks.
I was good cop and bad cop. I was like, you've got 3 hours to transfer me my money back. And also, do you want to go through the K10 with me right now, mate? You get 10 free sessions every year.
This is what people always say about Michelle Brazier. They always say, Michelle, she has range. You know, she can do it all.
I'm an actress.
Casting directors, be aware.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it came to a head... the last time we spoke, where did we leave it? I can't remember because so many things have happened.
So there's been some twists and turns. So I think that the last place we left you, dear listeners, was that we were waiting for him to pay me on the Wednesday. So he'd just gone into hospital. I'd given him a deadline and he'd gone into hospital.
And he had told you he'd gone into hospital.
He told me he'd gone into hospital. Mm-hmm. Well, I requested one. And then I talked him off a ledge that night and I said, listen, mate, just get some sleep, look after yourself. He said, I get paid on Wednesday. I said, great, transfer it to me on Wednesday. So we had a little cool off period. And that's where we left our listeners, I believe.
Okay.
So we're sitting in the cool off period and I'm waiting for Wednesday. Wednesday morning rolls around. He messages me of his own volition and says, just letting you know it's going to be in your account tonight. I say, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. I hope you're getting some help. I hope you've looked after yourself. There's an app called Calm. You can download it.
it's an expensive app, though. I don't know if he has...
the more fraudulent Pilates reformers he'll have to sell or buy in order to fund this new app you're suggesting.
Look, however you got to do it.
Now, all right.
All right. So that's where we're at. Then Wednesday night rolls around and he's like, he messages me and says, my pay hasn't landed in my account yet, but it will be in overnight. And I go,
pay
okay.
is traditionally quite a predictable, transaction. Do you know what I mean?
Like it is.
I don't want to boast, but like when I've had jobs that are salaried, I can pretty much, you know, I can pretty much to the hour almost know when that money's coming.
Yeah, me too. Okay. And he seemed confident that it was going to be in that night, and so I went along with, yep, yeah, great. And he said it'll be in overnight. And it got to like 10 o'clock at night, and I messaged him. I said, it's still not. Oh, I said his name again. So it's still not in there. It's still not in there, mate. And he said, yeah, I'm really sorry. And then sent me the like stressed face emoji and was like, it'll be in by the time you wake up. And I was like, okay. I went to bed.
Also, don't presume to know when I'm going to wake up.
I know. I could wake up at 6 a.m. You think I'm a Pilates person. I could be at fucking yoga. Anyway, so I wake up in the morning. It is not there. I'm like, oh, fuck.
So
I'm
is just... this Thursday morning now?
This is Thursday morning.
Yep, okay.
This is Thursday morning, and I'm just like, okay, this is enough. And I wait till about 11 a.m., and I message him, and I say, hey, mate, this has gone on long enough. I'm just going to call the cops. And he said, no, please don't. I'm transferring it today. And I said, transfer it right now. You've got a phone. And he said...
One thing we know about him is that he has a phone.
That is an undeniable fact. Or an iPad... Sure. Maybe.
With Wi-Fi capabilities or perhaps some sort of SIM card attachment.
Yes. Yes. We haven't narrowed it down, but he's got one of them. And he's like, no, I'm getting the cash out and I'm going to put it directly into the bank. Now, this is an alarm bell for me because I'm with ING and they do not have branches. He is also with ING. He is so dumb. And so I'm like, okay, mate, listen, you got to transfer it to me now or I'm just going to call the cops. He goes, no, I'm putting it in the post office. And I was like, what? Fucking world do you live in? And he's like, yeah, no, I'm putting it in the post office. So I Google, can you deposit cash in the post office for ING Bank? Apparently you can. So I'm like, okay, psychopath. Right.
That doesn't make it true, but I know. Like paying someone via the post office sounds like something you would do in fucking Deadwood. Like,
well, he lives in Adelaide. This is the thing. This I don't know sense. If he's like in outer Adelaide. I know that things close early there.
Yeah. Oh, in Adelaide, they're like, I'll pay you by the Wells Fargo wagon.
they pay you in those like orange chocolates, those the fruit chop things. No, I love Adelaide. It's beautiful. You can go outside there. I want him to pay me, but I don't want to call the cops, but I'm just getting to the point where I'm like, I'm going to have to. And so I'm like, no, mate, no. And he's like, it'll be there in 2 hours. And I was like, no, not good enough. I'm calling the cops. I go to call the cops. And then he goes, no, I'm just at the psych. I'm just finishing up and I'll go in and put it in after. And I was like, send me a picture and prove to me that you're at the psych.
Tell me the psych.
And he sends me a message saying, wait. And I said, wait, how dare you? Wait, no. And then I said, you've got 3 hours. You have 3 hours.
Hang on. That's more than he asked for.
I know, but he's
How fucking dare you, sir? Whenever you're ready, just send me whatever money you have. Absolutely no rush.
So I said to him, you've got 3 hours, right? You've got 3 hours. Because I assume he's not at the psych, he's at work. And I don't know what the time difference is and I don't have time to look it up. So I just say, you've got 3 hours. And then 3 minutes to 3 hours, I send him a message. I say, 3 minutes left, mate. It's not in there. What's going on? And he says, I'm just about to do it now. And then 5 minutes later, $440 turns up in my account, which is not the full amount, but is most of it.
The full amount was $500?
It was $500. Okay. It turns me $440. And then I don't send him a message. So he calls me frantically being like, have you called the cops? I'm sorry. I just transferred it. And I was like, well, you've transferred $440. And he's like, oh yeah, so that's all I could get out. And I was like, you got paid today and you could only get $440 out of the bank. That's your, okay, mate. Yep. Okay. I'm just, and at this point I'm ready to sort of cut my losses or whatever. And then that night I think, I am just going to check on something. And this is basically for the podcast. This is for the listeners. This is for you two. And now I'm trying to like engineer this into a good story. I'm like, is this my next 1 hour show? What is this? Is it a play? And I go, mate, I'm not going to be mad. I just want to know, was there ever a reformer? Because he told me that like when he put them on sale, there was three on sale. Beautiful. And I was like, was there ever a reformer?
So originally there was three on offer. And so now after receiving, what, 9/10 of your money returned, you are now just straight up being like, okay, did this ever exist? Or were you lying to me the whole time? Yeah. This is like that scene in a romantic comedy where like someone is finally confronting, like, were you ever a dancer? You know, were you ever a billionaire? Or whatever. Like, it's the.
Yeah, you've had the huge confrontation, like you've had the big Fast and Furious car race, and now it's time for Vin Diesel and Dwayne The Rock Johnson to really have a proper personal chat.
Now, who would you say you are in this?
Yeah,
I'm Dwayne. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay. You're The Rock. Yeah. Okay. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Okay. And this gentleman is...
Vincent Diesel.
This gentleman is Vincent Diesel. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, well, that's not, I don't know if that's, look, I don't want to go into it. I do have a lot of passion for that franchise and I really don't want to mess with it.
Okay, sure.
I ask him because there's also the story of how he got blocked from Marketplace because he was reported for a bike. Do we remember this? That he
I
had
knew
sold-
he was reported for trying to sell something that, I knew he was like, hey, please bear with me. This is really difficult because I'm currently being investigated for a second unrelated scam.
Yes. And yes.
Yeah. And you were like, oh, that sounds tough.
Yes, I was. Yes.
It must so be so a hard bike. Can...
Yeah. I'm sorry this is happening to you.
So he's selling a bike and three reformers at least, at the very least. And so I know that the whole time. And this whole time I'm like, how many people are hounding him? Who's turning up at his house? What's going on? You know, how many people is he dealing with this from? And that's what I'm worried about. So... I ask him, was there ever a reformer? And he says, yes, there was, but I bought it online from somebody else and sold it onto you as my own before I actually had it, and then it didn't turn up. So he, was scammed and then was embarrassed that he had sold it on to me without telling me. And was like, oh, fuck, and just stalled and just stalled and stalled and stalled. And then he sent me the picture of the guy who he bought them from on Gumtree. And I have seen that guy selling very, very cheap reformers on Facebook Marketplace.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is like the plot of the first Saw movie.
Yes.
Where you think the bad guy is the Saw killer, but he's actually just being blackmailed by the Saw killer.
Yes, it's a pyramid scam. Yes.
Well, hang on, Ben. In the Saw franchise, though,
yes.
The intermediary killer, if we could call him that, isn't going out with the boys and getting drunk six nights a week, and as a result, scamming Michelle. Like, there is a world in which this man didn't get the Pilates reformer, and then just messages Michelle and is like, "Hey, can I just send you your money back?
That's a very good scammed. Point.
But there's three Pilates reformers. So well, if you think there's never been any Pilates, but if he's paid for three Pilates reformers and a bike, potentially, then he is chasing a lot of money. And I said to him, have you reported this to the police? And he said, I reported it to Gumtree and they're conducting an investigation. I said, no, mate, that's not how it works.
They're kind of like the police.
So anyway, this is where we're at. He's been scammed, apparently. I mean, it could be a lie, but it seems like...
I mean, what we know about this man is that he loves to lie. So, I mean, like...
He loves to lie.
if past behaviour is the best indicator of future behaviour, this is a huge, gigantic lie.
But he is also very stupid, and he has a screenshot of this guy selling Pilates reformers, and the date matches... very close to the date when he listed the Pilates reformers. And I have seen this guy.
I've seen enough, like, movies, specifically the movie Fight Club, to know that it's possible these are the same guy. Like,
I'm actually kind of...
That
kind
they're
of
all with, him?
Yeah. It's just multiple accounts.
I am kind of with Michelle on this, though, that is making up another scammer is too smart for this guy.
And he did it really quickly. He answered me really quickly and he was embarrassed and he was like, and it makes sense that he was stalling, like he kept stalling. And so it seemed like he really was waiting for something. Like,
so,
but then again, he is very stupid. I don't know. It's really hard to know.
So does this mean that like the kind of opening prologue to Lord of the Rings where like one went to the dwarven, blah, 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 blah. There are two other Pilates reformers that went to the elves and the... And the dwarves or whatever. There are other Michelles out there, potentially on other podcasts, potentially on This American Life, potentially
Radio Lab.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
This is where it gets interesting, right? Okay, so this has all happened and I have accepted that there has been a pyramid scam. And I go, and I even messaged him. I said, mate, I would not have been so Liam Neeson towards you if I had known, if you had just fucking told me, what have we taught? Like, what have we been talking about for the last 2 months? We've been talking about communication. We've been talking about honesty. I told you. Anyway, so that's all fine. And I say to him, what were you going to say?
Yeah, see, also, sorry, just quickly. It's so weird to me that he knows that you're so steamed about this and he has basically this weapon that he could point at the man who scammed him and yeah. He chose not to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's insane. He's insane. Well, he's not insane. I think what he is depressed and in a bit of a boys club and doesn't actually know how to deal with it. But that could just be
diagnosing.
Sure. So what I was going to say was recently in Victoria, there's been a whole thing about contact tracing with COVID-19, blah, blah, blah. And that's why we haven't been let out of lockdown because our contact tracing is dog shit. And so we had a large number of cases and I retweeted the large number of cases and I said, please let me be a contact tracer. I bought a Pilates reformer from a man online and I found his football team, his workplace, this, and all of his friends. Just sure. Let me do it.
Yeah.
As a funny joke, as you it's do on funny Twitter. Joke. It's a yep. funny joke.
It's a great
tweet. It's a great tweet. I may have retweeted it. I may have Thank seen you. It and gone.
I hope you did. Darren Hayes retweeted it. Darren Hayes, okay. National wow. Treasure.
That made me feel less good about retweeting it because he's okay. much higher profile than
Yeah, it's almost like your retweet was worthless, Ben. If I had worthless to choose
in the face of one half of Savage Garden, worthless.
Do you guys have blue ticks?
I have a blue tick.
I don't have a blue tick. I'm pissed off about it.
Friend of the podcast, Eleanor Robertson, last night, in fact, was trying to get rid of her blue tick because she's sick of having it. But you can't just unverify yourself. So for like 2 hours last night, it's quite funny if you go back through, she's at Marrowing. You go through her her feed for 2 hours last night. She just pretended to be Joe Biden.
Oh, that's who that was because I didn't go deep enough in the feed to figure out which one of my friends had pretended to be Joe Biden trying to get rid of the tweet. That's so funny. That's really funny.
It took like 2 hours. Anyway, so yes, you tweeted this. Darren Hayes retweeted it. And then what happened?
And then a person tweeted me and said, this sounds like what happened to my friend. That's so frustrating. I can't believe it's happened to somebody else. And I DM'd her and I said, can you please connect me with your friend? And they connected me with their friend. They gave me their phone number. I texted them. I said, hi, mate. Could you please share your experience with the Pilates reformer? And they said, yep. So I bought a reformer online and then it didn't come. And then the guy kept saying, oh, it'll be sent tomorrow. It'll be sent tomorrow. And then he kept saying he was sick and that he was struggling with anxiety. And it just wasn't coming. And I just I eventually told him I was going to call the cops. And then he gave me most of my money back. Oh. Not all of it. And then.
My God.
And then I go, what was his name? Was it blah? And she goes, yeah, it was blah. And I send her a screenshot of him and she goes, yeah, that's him. And
oh my God.
I was, at this point, I am filled with adrenaline. My whole life flashes before. I've cracked the case. Like, I am Veronica Mars. I was so happy. And so I'm talking to her and she's sending me screenshots because he texted her. So here's a funny thing and a weird clue. Remember the bike that he got blocked for?
Sure.
He got reported for not sending.
Listeners of this podcast will recall the bike. They're real. It's like... They're mad for this stuff. It's like the cell phone towers with cereal.
There's whole forums on the bike. They've all got walls full of pictures and strings and pins. So
yes, we well remember the bike.
Good. So she sends me the start of the text messages. So there's text. I'm talking to him on Messenger. She's talking to him via text. And the start of her text conversations, she's given him her number. And he texts her and says, hey, mate, so sorry. I can't contact you on Facebook for some reason. Not sure what's going on. But the bike will be picked up in 2 days, blah, blah, blah. And then the next message is, oh, sorry, copy and pasted from a guy who I sold a bike who's blah, blah, blah. He's having trouble with the bike as well. Ha ha. Your reformer will be on board in 2 days. So what that means is he has texted the bike guy. And he's also texted her when he's been... So he hasn't blocked people. He's genuinely, at this point, getting in touch with people. He is picking up the phone and texting her. And also he's texted the guy first and then he's just copy-pasted it. If he's copy-pasting it, how many people
exactly. are there? You only copy-paste if you're going to send like 4 or 5 messages. Absolutely.
It is so wild.
Does the timeline of this second scam victim line up with the timeline of your incident as well, Michelle?
Exactly the same. Not only does the timeline, the personality. She is worried about him. She's the same as me. She was like, I feel really sorry for him. Like, what puts a person in a state where they do this to a person? Like, how do you become like this? And I was like, oh, no. It's like staring into a disgusting mirror. Like, oh, yeah.
Is that not the market for Pilates reformers, though? Is that not the
nice
empathetic,
people.
Nice
the kind
people?
Of person who's going to buy a Pilates reformer? Is, I imagine, someone who has a lot of empathy, probably have an interest in, you know, adjacent to Pilates is yoga, obviously, you know?
Yeah,
yoga's
I
about
guess,
mindfulness, communication.
Yeah.
You know, I sure. feel like there
are you saying they're the perfect scam mark?
I think if okay, I was a carny with a crooked carnival game and Michelle Brazier walked
that
past,
sounded like
I
such
would be
a
like,
good, if I were a carny with a crooked carnival game.
And I saw you walk past, Michelle, I'd be like, ha-cha-cha, that's a fat wallet and I'm taking her for all she's worth.
And Michelle would be like, oh my God, I'm so happy to try and throw these rings over this hoop, but babe, it just doesn't seem like they're gonna fit. Like, I think this game is.
I think your game is broken.
Because if you don't throw those rings, like, honestly, it's like, this is my family business. So if I can't make this work, I'm gonna feel like a failure. Do you understand that? Do you understand that?
Either give me the gigantic Garfield or my $4 back. So I'm just trying to establish what we call a timeline. Okay.
Yes.
So here is what I'm proposing. Stop me if you think I've got anything wrong there. At some point before anybody else gets involved,
yes,
our guy buys from somebody else at least 3 Pilates reformers and perhaps a bike. Okay?
Perhaps a bike, yep.
So he buys off a slightly smarter scammer. a slightly more savvy criminal. He buys off, and that's off Gumtree, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
He then takes those products and lists them on Facebook Marketplace. Now, at least 3 rubes, one with a bike, one who wants a bike, 2 who want Pilates reformers. One of those 2 is our dear friend, Michelle.
This is like a maths problem. Hang on. Okay, so if Sarah is taller than Joshua,
all buy those that various sort of exercise equipment from this man, right? At some point from then, the bike person is the first person to be like, hang on a sec, my bike hasn't arrived, right? And he starts placating him and then potentially you and the other lady, right?
Yep. So the bike hasn't arrived, and and that's what happens first. This is the inciting incident, is the bike.
Yes, exactly. So the bike guy, and this goes to Hing's theory about Pilates people being a kinder, gentler people.
Yes.
Is the first person to just snap and say, this is bullshit. He reports him to Facebook Marketplace and gets him blocked, right?
Yeah.
Then you reach out through his dead shit mate, who might be nice.
Yes.
And get in contact with him over text message, and that's where we pick up our story.
That's where we pick up our story, yes.
That is timeline established.
And there are also, there's things like the day that he said he was in hospital, that all links up with the day that he told this other person that he was in hospital. Like, all of these things are the same. He's saying he's got a training course all day on the same day to me and to her.
Well, that just means he's not imaginative enough to make up different lies with different
people. That's the thing. I don't know if he would be saying, he's really putting effort into these text messages. Anyway, so after I get all of these text messages from him, from between him and her, and she sent them to me. I've sent her episodes of the podcast, and we're best friends now.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
we're great mates. Fantastic friends. And we're both pissed off, and we would both love a reformer. Just hashtag get us a reformer.
Yeah,
that happen.
I mean, look. If there's anybody out there, any listener, who's, and this is crucial, who's not a scammer, who can
that
get
is crucial.
This app, that's key. who can get a reformer to Michelle and at a pinch this other lady, please get in touch with us.
Please.
But yes, you were saying you've got these text messages. You've been chatting with her. She's heard the pod.
Yes. And then I said to... I said to him... I said to him, hey, mate, just checking. It was just me that you've been dealing with this, right? It's just me. Nobody else has been hassling with you. And he said, yeah. And I said, are you sure? And he said, oh, just like you and like one or two others. And I was like, okay. Okay, cool. So you're still a liar. Also, he still owes me $60, which is insane. What is he doing with $60? Like, I'm furious. But also, I'm at a point now where I want to find the third. I want to find the third Pilates reformer purchaser.
Three Pilates performers went out. That's
because I think if the three of us were to get together and have a wine, I think we'd have the best fucking night.
I think it would be like the first wives club, but
it would be like Pilates first wives reformers. Club. Yeah, it would be. But it's so funny. The conversation is so similar.
Pilates reformer.
Yes. Yeah. But she's exactly the same as me, this woman. She's so kind and nice to him in her messages, and then eventually just gets to the point where she's like, okay, mate, come on. Like, she's assertive, but she's also very kind-hearted. It's really very familiar. The conversation is exactly the same.
Michelle, can I point us forward now? And I guess my question now, having most of this narrative resolved, is what's next for Michelle? Because if I were someone who had publicly on the internet several times now talked about how easily they were scammed, I would be potentially worried that, I guess, less generous listeners would see you as a target, perhaps, as a potential mark, as it were.
If anybody gets in contact directly with Michelle offering her a free Pilates reformer, she's not going to respond. We're not going to let her respond.
No,
come through us.
I mean, if it's free, that I'll respond.
Michelle will be like, oh my God, so generous. One of your listeners got in touch and said they'd give me a free Pilates reformer. I did have to send them some Bitcoin, but that's not like money. That's like internet money.
It's a lot. Also, this man has my address. That's the other thing. It's like, this man has my home address and I feel concerned about that. But I mean, I think he's stupid, so I think it's okay. Anyway, I look forward to meeting him one day and just sitting him down and having a chat.
Because one thing you did say is like, hey, you owe me $60. We can call it square if you just come on this podcast.
I did say that. And he said he would consider it in the future. He said his mental health is not in a good place right now, but he'd really like to in the future.
And when it looked like he was going to do it, I really did wonder how we were going to play that.
I just wanted to ask him for the sake of asking. I don't think it would be... I think it would be irresponsible to have him on.
I think it would be some potentially uncomfortable listening, perhaps.
No, I think it would be all right. I'm very I'm very affable.
You are very affable. Yeah. I also just want to hear somebody lie for sort of half an hour and dig themselves deeper and deeper and deeper.
It would feel like bullying. It would feel like us just being like, and what about this? And him not knowing. For some reason, he knows. I've spoken about this publicly. He knows all of that, but he hasn't listened to anything.
He hasn't listened to the Potto.
No, he keeps saying, have you said my name? You're not saying my name. It's okay if you talk about it, but don't say my name. And I'm like, what is going
what's his
on
bargaining
here?
Power here? What right does he have?
I know.
Michelle,
well, I also don't want
dare
people
say my name. It's like, hey, can't you scammed me? Shut the
yeah,
fuck
I
up.
Know. I really
he's
could.
Up $60 and potentially more because we don't know what the third person did. And that he's
up at least $100 because he owes my new friend $40.
Maybe
how does,
this
how
is
does
like...
it feel knowing that you were scammed out of $60 and this other person was only scammed out of $40? Does that
honestly?
Does that feel
I got more.
Joy?
I got more content.
That's
out of
true.
It.
We don't know what she's doing. She might be making a movie with Universal about this.
No, she's not.
Yeah, I wonder. There is a possibility that in order to get 100 Australian dollars, this guy is like he's like playing like 14 dimensional chess.
I hope so.
Imagine like the kind of scene in all of all the Ocean's movies where like Danny's kind of laying it out. Like what they're going to do. He's like, you know, that's his whole thing. He's like, I will put Pilates reformers that don't exist up on Facebook for $500 each. then I will not deliver them. Then he's like, I will pretend to have a nervous breakdown.
And right now, as he listens to this podcast, he's like lying back in his chair, looking at his new PlayStation 4 control that he purchased with that $100, being like, you fools, you fucking idiots.
All it took me was for me to debase myself for 2 months.
It's it is sad. It's very
sad. This feels like closure, Michelle.
I feel good. We're
really grateful for you for coming on, especially on Melbourne Christmas.
Thank you to
tell us more about this. If you are somebody who can get Michelle a Pilates reformer, do get in contact with us, because I think that would be. I think we can all agree the kind of most narratively satisfying. Robert McKee were writing this story, he would definitely have somebody give her a Pilates reformer.
Yeah, absolutely. Or Michelle would then go on to start her own Pilates reformer company with
something
DNA tags on it, so they can't be sold and bought, and they can't be they've got to be traced back to people, and they can't be scammed, etc. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like an Erin Brockovich. I'm like Erin Brockovich.
Well, let's not go insane.
Yeah, I mean, she was sort of an environmental law hero, I think, you know.
Yeah, so I'd be like her, like, you're sort like of Erin Brockovich.
$60 to a dead shit in Adelaide. So I don't know that it's the same
Maybe I'm sort of like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman or something.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's more
of a Pretty Woman situation.
So you could be like Julia Roberts in the Mona Lisa smile, because I have not seen that movie.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen that
Does that work
movie.
For you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, you like her.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Actually, can we make it? I'm Dwayne Johnson in
The Tooth Fairy. Congrats.
Well, this
has been a bloody delight. Michelle Brazier, come back anytime, please, to your own podcast, which is this.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on, guys. Yeah. It's a pleasure, as always, to have you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love being every time I'm on this podcast, Michelle, I get a little bump, so thank you so much.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, look, we do have a solid base of listeners. It's really good. We really appreciate our Patreon supporters, actually, and we don't resent them. We really appreciate that they're there and that we get to do this. We get the privilege of doing this every week. That's what we love. We love that. We aren't like lazy little bitches or anything. I have a Patreon as well, just so.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Where can people find it?
On the internet.
On the fucking internet, you idiot.
It's just my name. It's just Michelle Brazier.
All right. Well, if you have gotten a monetary value out of these three episodes where we've spoken about this, don't give money to us. Give money to Michelle at her Patreon.
Don't join my Patreon if you're not a member of their Patreon. That seems unfair. So you have to be quite flush with cash, because they've provided the platform, isn't it? That's the thing. Men providing platforms for women and then raising them up. Isn't it gorgeous? Oh, love it. Mwah! I watched Bombshell last night. Fantastic.
Wait, are you saying we're the Fox News of podcasts? Yes, very I don't want to be that. Yeah. I don't want to be that
We have
all.
A see-through desk here.
Oh, no. No,
you're not that. You're lovely. And I just liked Bombshell.
Well, until next time, you have a press conference to watch. I'm going to get this out right this second. Until next time, bye.
Bye. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.